bothering you, am I? Yes, I'm your son's... Well, girlfriend might be too strong a word. Especially now, him and I were just going to chill tonight. This? Oh, this is one of your shirts. I hope you don't mind that I'm wearing it. Something happened to my clothes. Speaking of clothes, nice pajama bottoms. They're very... dad-like. Yeah, I've actually been here since early this evening. Your son snuck me in earlier. We're going to have sex. Now, before you get mad at him, ended up that it was just him having sex. I was just starting to unzip his pants when he came. He was embarrassed and everything. Told me it had never happened before and all that. He was probably telling the truth, because this was supposed to be his first time with a girl. Mine too. Well, not with a girl in my case, with a boy, or a girl, I guess. We were supposed to lose our virginities to each other. But it wasn't all that late then. He showered, and while I killed time, I watched TV, came in, and in a little bit, I figured I'd try again. This time, he actually got it out of his pants. Barely. Unfortunately, I was still in my pants when it happened, and then my pants were covered with his cum. So I showered this time, and I almost fingered myself in the shower because at this point I was getting a little frustrated, but I figured I'd save myself for him. I wasn't in the shower that long, at least I don't think I was. But when I walked out in just a towel, he was asleep. Not just resting his eyes while lying on top of the covers. He'd actually crawled under the sheets in his underwear with a pillow over his head. I thought about waking him, but I figured I would just end up waiting for him to recharge again. He's young, so should be good to go in an hour again, right? Maybe two, tops. Except, he does have that issue with prematurely ejaculating, so maybe if I'm lucky, we get as far this time as him coming on bare skin. Best case scenario, gets it inside for 2 seconds or so before he unloads. This wasn't exactly how I imagined my first time would be. But I wasn't ready to give up. Well, I was ready to give up on him, but I was still resolved to lose my virginity tonight. After all, you're here, aren't you? You're all nice and mature, so you're probably long past coming all over the place. Maybe you never even went through that stage. But you must have gotten it all the way into a girl at least once. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a son. I don't think he's adopted either. He looks like a younger version of you. Well, darker looking. Maybe he'll grow out of that. Like, he'll hopefully grow out of the hair trigger thing. And the more I think about it, you're the far better choice than him. You've got experience and sophistication. I'll bet you know how to treat a woman properly. Not just in bed. I bet you would have done better for dinner for me than just going through the drive-thru. He didn't even let me get a treat for dessert. I'll be all the dessert you need, babe. Yeah, right. I was going to give my virginity to him, and he couldn't even spring for a stupid apple pie. He even ate most of my fries. But I swallowed my pride and the few french fries he left me, because I figured tonight was going to be the night. Although, I guess it still can be. It's still the right place and the right time. All that's changed is that I'm trading up to a better guy. You do want to do me, don't you? You've been awfully quiet since the first question or two. You haven't come yet, have you? That would be just my luck. But I don't see the same stain on your pajamas that your son got that first time, or that I got the second time around. So, it's probably not that. No, I don't want you to drive me home. I want you to drive yourself into me. Is that too much to ask? This is your American Beauty moment. Well, except if he actually slept with the girl, and hopefully with a happier ending after that, too. Oh, come on. You're not being very cooperative. What's the harm in having sex with me? It's not like it would be cheating for me. Your stupid son said we weren't technically a couple, so he has nothing to complain about if, I mean, when you nail me. As for you, well, it's definitely not cheating for you either. You're not seeing anyone. Not since your wife left. In fact, your son said she left you for a younger man. Only about 10 years younger, but still. Yeah, he told everyone. I'm pretty sure the entire school knows. I think he even wrote an essay about it last year that he read aloud in class. I seem to remember the other kids laughing. Even your son seemed to think it was kind of funny. And he was going on and on about the cruise his stepdad took everyone on. It would serve him right if his dad took up with his not-girlfriend, who was so much younger than the guy his wife left him for. Wouldn't that just show everyone? Your son, the kids and teachers at school, even your wife and her boy toy. You and your son don't really get along, do you? At least he makes it sound that way. He's always complaining about you and saying you're cramping his style and stuff like that. I don't think you're all that fond of him either. Oh, sure, you love him far more than he loves you. You give him a home to live in when he's not at his mother's. Actually take pretty good care of him, but you were kind of disappointed in him when you heard of his problems with me tonight. Especially his falling asleep. Maybe you think it doesn't reflect well on your own virility. You might even be concerned about what little old me thinks about you. Well, here's the chance to show your son how it's done. And me too, since all I have to work with is what I see on the internet. Besides, wouldn't you love for your son to stumble downstairs in the morning just to see us feeding each other scrambled eggs? I'd be wearing nothing more than this shirt, my hair all disheveled from a good night of sex, just enough of my ass showing to prove I'm not wearing anything underneath. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Because I really want that to happen. I think you do too, if you're honest with yourself. It's flattering to have a young girl like me interested in you, especially after all that's happened to you in the last few years. This would really show your ex-wife that you've moved on. She thinks she traded up on you, but you're getting someone even younger and hotter than her new husband. Way better than how she was when you first married her. And you teach your ungrateful son a lesson too. You have sex with this girl after he couldn't. But ultimately, doesn't it come down to the fact that you really want to have sex with me? All the other stuff is just icing on the cake. Wearing this shirt was so nice. I've never worn a man's shirt like this before, even though I saw it done all the time on TV and in the movies. There's just something so sexy about it. The feel of the material against my naked skin. It feels so masculine that it makes me feel even more girly for wearing it. And the smell, musky in a way that's mostly cologne, but partially you. What I'm going to do now is take it off, unbuttoning it slowly. Then we're going to have sex. Possibly multiple times. Then I'll put this back on in the morning and add my own scent to it. And then it's breakfast and eggs and your son walking in and probably going crazy. Your son never got to see this. He never lasted long enough the first two attempts. And then he fell asleep after my shower. So you're already one up on him there. Doesn't that feel kind of exciting? I know it's turning me on more than I was. And I never fully came down from being so horny during my shower. I tried so hard not to touch myself in the shower either. And I didn't want to take any of the edge off when I had sex with him. And I just knew if I started masturbating in there, I wasn't going to stop until I came. But I'm going to start touching myself right now. And I'm not going to stop until I come. Although I hope that when the orgasm comes, it's with you inside me. Yes. That would be something your son couldn't do. He couldn't last long enough to get inside of me. There's no way he would have lasted long enough to get me off either. But I bet you have all kinds of stamina. An older, mature man like you has had time to learn self-control and isn't so much at the mercy of your hormones. Well, not entirely. You haven't stopped me from doing anything so far. So you still want what your son did? Just not enough to try to take it so easily or to screw things up when you do give in. I'll bet I can get closer, still playing with myself. Let's see how much better than your son you are. Will you lose control if I rub my hand over your cock through those pajamas of yours? Your son didn't even have the stimulation of my naked body or me touching myself. This is definitely a much higher difficulty level. So, let's see how you do. So far, so good. There's no eye rolling back in your head like him, or stain spreading on the front of your pajamas. Just you looking very, very cute. And this hard cock that I can feel, but can't see. I can fix that, though. I can take it out of your pajamas. But one-handed, because I'm not ready to stop playing with myself. It's pretty easy to pull down your pajama bottoms, though, and let that cock out. Oh, you're definitely more impressive than your son. Maybe he still has some growing left to do, but I have a feeling that he'll never quite measure up to his father. Let's see just how much stamina you have. More than your son. Oh, but I can jerk you off a little and you still won't come yet. But let me change hands first. With this other hand. It's all wet. All covered with my wetness. That should feel nicer on your cock while I stroke it. Oh, good. So good. Neither of us has come yet. I'm the only one producing embarrassing amounts of liquid. It's not that I don't want you to do the same, but I want you to do it inside me. Preferably right when I'm coming as well. That's how I imagined my first time. Myself and that special guy having our orgasms together. Okay, enough jerking you off. I guess I wanted to make sure you weren't too much like your son. I needed to know that you're not going to spoil my first time. I'll stop touching myself because I have something much more satisfying in mind. Let me get into the bed with you. There's just one thing. Even though this is my first time, I have something a little fancy that I always wanted to do. I've heard that if the girl puts her legs on the guy's shoulders, it opens her up and lets him hit all the right spots. So that's how I want my first time to be. And I'm going to go. I'll lie on my back and have my legs up against me, Maybe you know more about this position than me. If not, then we can learn about it together. I kind of like the idea of maybe helping an older man learn something. Know enough at least to get on top of me. Much more gently than your son probably ever would. I can tell how excited you are. Oh, I can feel it too. As you press your cock against me. After all the trouble of this evening, I'm about to lose my virginity, aren't I? I just did. I'm being fucked by my not really boyfriend's father. And he hasn't come yet. That's a good sign. You're such a better lover than your son. You even know enough to go slow. If your son lasted this long, you'd probably be giving it his all and not worrying about my pussy at all. Or my satisfaction. I was foolish to even think about trusting my first time to a boy like him. When there was a man like you so close. But things still worked out. Now, let's see what this position can do for the both of us. You can move in and out of my pussy so easily. Even with me being so tight, I might be a little sore in the morning. Both my pussy and my legs, but it's already starting to feel good. I'd even say you're okay with going fast now. Oh yeah, just like that. Keep at that speed for now. And since you're being so nice, maybe you lean down just a little more and kiss me. I promise not to fall in love with you if you do, or get all attached or anything, but please, kiss me. Then kiss better than him, like a puppy dog. You're all around the better man than your son by far. And the better man wanted me, and he's fucking me. His big, mature, not prematurely ejaculating cock. Oh fuck. This is being so good. Every girl should lose her virginity to an older man. They know how to make love properly, or at least you do. I'm never going back to boys my age again. I'd much rather stay here, girl, and be fucked like this all the time. Maybe even more. Your poor, poor son. I can see it now. Sorry you had your chance with me. Now I'm your stepmom and off limits. And by the way, I need a ride home from school. No. I didn't make your cheerleading team, but your dad really liked the outfit. Yes. I marry you, and I become a stepmom. So that make me a MILF then. I don't have to, especially if I accidentally become pregnant. The perfect sex. The perfect revenge against your son for both of us. And your wife for you. But it doesn't mean it couldn't be fun for us. That it couldn't be something deeper than just some nervous schoolgirl getting the flower by an older man. Because I'm very mature for my age. And I have needs other than the purely sexual. Needs that your son definitely couldn't satisfy either. Needs for a nice place to live. And nice clothes. Someone that understands me and appreciates me. Oh fuck. I'm going to come soon. So, not to freak you out, but I might be falling for you. Quite a bit. The kiss might have been pushing my luck. Coming definitely would be, but I don't care. I need to feel my pussy quiver on your cock, and perhaps finally coaxing a load out of you, deep into my womb. Make you my daddy. One day, daddy. All over again. Are you going to come soon? It's so hard to tell when the cock isn't out of the open. Like with your son. You're going so fast, so that has to mean something. And I'm close to coming. It must be too. After earlier today, the last thing I was worried about was a guy taking too long to come, but maybe you're just trying to overcompensate for his son. Well, that's okay. I can finally let it go because I'm so ready to come now. Yes. Yes, please come in me. Come in me. I'm going to come soon. Yeah. Oh yes. Oh, fill me. Get it all in my womb. Don't take it out until it's completely empty. That was so nice. So much better though. What I had planned initially, when I was thinking about your son. But I'm glad we ran into some issues because it led to this. I told my parents I was over at a friend's house so I can stay here all night. Literally here, curled up against you. Although, if we do get in the mood to try anything again, we'll be ready. So long as we finish my breakfast, I do want to be down there. Cooking eggs with you and being romantic when he comes down. And if he's not careful, he might wander in on us, making more than eggs. In fact, I kind of hope that happens. Oh yeah, I think it's definitely going to happen.